Mike the Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. No, beloved, I trust that you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I trust that you have opened your heart to the Lord Jesus, that you've received him as your Savior, that you've been born again by the Holy Spirit of God. If you have, beloved, if you will write to us, we'll be delighted to send you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth, that will begin to unlock and open up the Word of God, and that will begin to help you to grow in your comprehension of what it means to be a child of God. Our mailing address is really quite simple. If you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give it to you quickly. You can write to us, Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs. On the next line, you put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box. And then the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. And then on the next line, you'll write the word Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state of Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. On the same line, you'll write these numbers, 81137-0825. Again, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, then the zip code 81137-0825. And, of course, on the last line, you will write United States of America. Because if you're writing in your own country and you do not have United States of America, we will likely not receive your letter. So, you can write United States of America on the last line, or you can just simply write the abbreviation, capital U, capital S, capital A. USA, United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are always a great blessing and inspiration, encouragement, and a help to us. And we do what we can to get an answer to you. It sometimes takes a while, but we'll do our very best to get an answer to you and also to do what we can to grant your request. Now, remember, we're a faith ministry, just like many of you who listen to us operate on faith. That's the way we operate. We look to the Lord to provide and supply our needs. Every week I have to pray for the Lord to meet our financial needs for that month, because we don't have any large financial organization that supports us. We look to the Lord and the people of God to help us see our finances met and to be able to see this broadcast paid for. And so it's a faith ministry. And we do receive letters asking for money. But, beloved, you have to look to the same place that we look to, and that's the Lord God, to supply and meet your needs. We don't have a lot of money to be able to send out to help individuals. And only are we able to send out the packets and the gospel literature, the mail bags with clothes and gospel tracts and other literature, only are we able to send that as the Lord provides the funds. So if you write to us and ask or request for some of it and aren't getting it right away, be patient. We have to wait until the Lord sends in the necessary funds to enable us to put together materials and to mail them out overseas in answer to your requests. But it's our joy and privilege to do so. Now, again, we left off in our last broadcast in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 as we were talking about how that the word of truth, once we believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him as Savior, then the Holy Spirit of God begins to unlock and open up wonderful truth from God's Word that the unbeliever cannot understand. God's Word is a closed book to the unbeliever. It doesn't make any sense to those that are lost and in sin. Though they may have a much education of the world, it doesn't understand and comprehend the things of God. And so that's why Paul said we spoke in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of man. Now, verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The spirit of the world is the spirit of Satan, and he'll do everything he can to keep you from the knowledge of the truth. He'll do everything he can to keep you in spiritual darkness. He'll even devise false religions, and there are many of them out in the world that people have fallen into and fallen under the control of in order to keep them from the knowledge of the true and the living God, and to keep them from believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. As Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, the only way of deliverance from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. Only Jesus Christ can liberate and set one free from sin's control in the life of an individual, can liberate and deliver us from its bondage so that we do not have to live under the control and the dominion of sin. And that's why Paul wrote in verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Who is the natural man? The natural man is the man who's under the control of the old sin nature. We call it the old Adamic nature because it's the sin nature that we inherited from our parents, and they inherited it from their parents all the way back to Adam. It's that fallen, sinful nature that we're born with so that no one has to teach us how to sin. We already know how to sin. That's just normal. And that's why the world is in spiritual darkness, because man is born spiritually separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin, spiritually speaking. And only when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior and the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit and does the work of salvation are we given life eternal, the life that Jesus offers to whosoever will believe in and accept Him as their Savior. For we're told in Romans 6:23 that the gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life. But the wages of sin is death and eternal separation from God. But only the Lord Jesus can deliver you from that second death and give to an individual this gift of salvation. And so the natural man, the man that's in sin, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He doesn't understand the word of truth. He doesn't understand the Bible. It's a closed book to him. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Only can these truths be understood by an individual who has put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and has accepted Jesus as his Savior. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. The spiritual man knows the future. People go to fortune tellers and soothsayers trying to know the future, but those people don't know the future. They're under the control of Satan, and they can only understand or know what demonic powers reveal to them. But, beloved, the believer knows the future, because the believer has the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit of God opens up and unlocks the truths of the Word of God so that the believer knows what's in the future and what's ahead. And, oh, beloved, what a wonderful comfort it is to know the future and to know who's in charge and to know who's in control. Despite Satan and his evil work and his evil activity and the terrible things that he does, to know that God is behind the scenes and overruling the works of darkness even, and using Satan and his demons for his purpose. And he will someday throw Satan and his demons into the lake of fire, where they will spend all the endless ages of eternity. Oh, what a privilege to know the Lord Jesus, to belong to him, and to be his. Now, next time, we're going to start considering new birth blessings, the blessings that are ours through knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. We're going to begin to open up some of these truths that are hidden to the natural man, but are revealed by the Holy Spirit of God as he opens up the Word of God and leads us into all truth. And so, beloved, I hope you'll join us for the next broadcast as we begin to search into the mysteries of God and begin to understand truth that's hidden to the world. Until next time, goodbye.